Today, the president meets a bipartisan group of lawmakers to discuss what he calls a critical need, improving infrastructure. President Trump, you may recall, spoke of an infrastructure bill throughout his entire presidency, and it never passed. Repeated efforts to focus on Infrastructure Week were constantly derailed by scandals and conspiracies. Now, recent news spurs a new administration to call attention to infrastructure. Consider the ongoing water crisis in Jackson, Mississippi, and the widespread power outages last month in Texas. The American Society of Civil Engineers is calling for a massive federal investment. NPR's David Shaper reports.
The days are getting longer, the weather warming up, and as the snow and ice melts away in many parts of the country, that means it's pothole season. The American Society of Civil Engineers says it's also when the nation's underinvestment in infrastructure really shows. Every 4 years, the group evaluates the conditions of roads and bridges, seaports and airports, water and sewer systems, 17 categories of infrastructure in all, and puts together a detailed infrastructure report card. This year's overall grade is not something to be proud of.
America's infrastructure GPA is a C-.
Christina Swallow chairs the committee that puts together the infrastructure report card and says that C- is actually up from a D+ 4 years ago.
Unfortunately, though, this means, on average, our infrastructure is still in mediocre condition and requires attention.
And much of it is worse than mediocre. 8% of the nation's bridges, 46,000 of them, are rated as structurally deficient. That means many trucks and even school buses may not be able to go over them and must find different routes. 40% of the country's roads are crumbling in fair or poor condition. Many dams, levees, and stormwater systems are in poor shape, too, and some are at risk of failure. Again, Christina Swallow.
Our chronic underinvestment in infrastructure is having real-world impact. The average household will lose $3,300 a year due to underperforming infrastructure.
That's money lost to flat tires from hitting potholes, lost productivity while sitting in traffic, and food thrown away because of power outages, among other costs. There have been some improvements in drinking water and energy systems, freight, rail, and ports, but the report card shows there's a huge funding shortfall of nearly $2.6 trillion that's needed to bring all infrastructure up to par.
The disinvestment in infrastructure that's been going on, frankly, for a lifetime, is catching up to us.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
It doesn't have to be this way, but it also won't change unless we make different choices. And that means a meaningful generational investment in our country's infrastructure.
Buttigieg says now is the time to go bold. His boss, President Biden, is expected to soon propose a plan to spend up to $2 trillion on infrastructure, and he's hoping for bipartisan support. Republicans say they, too, want a bipartisan infrastructure bill. Larry Hogan is the Republican governor of Maryland.
The fact that infrastructure and investment in infrastructure can be an important part of putting more people to work and helping us come out and really spur our economic recovery. If we can't find consensus on infrastructure across the aisle, then I'm not sure we can find bipartisan agreement on anything.
They may, in fact, agree to spend on infrastructure. The problem is how much and how to pay for it. David Shaper, NPR News.